If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's T Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's T Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Everybody runs down the floor. James, long pass down the floor. Cryer tips it. Loose. Knipple has it. Throws to Proctor. Heaves up a three. No good. Houston from behind. 14 down to the national championship game. And for the first time since 1984, Houston will play for a men's basketball national championship.
That's how we start on Sean and RJ on 105 through the fan. Westwood won with the call, as that was a wild, wild comeback and a Final Four that has now become Final Two, and we have a little bit more clarity on our March Madness show bet. I'm RJ Choppy. He's Bobby Belt, Peyton, and Aiden alongside, and someone's not here.
Did Sean take a fall? Is he okay? Is he in the hospital?
He fell at the game yesterday.
How was that?
At the Ranger game. Fell tumbled down the three steps that we had.
And now he's in the hospital.
And now he's in the hospital.
Probably in the hospital all week.
Probably going to be there all week.
Oh, that's rough for him.
It's very rough.
I have a feeling he's going to tumble again in about 2-3 weeks and be out another week.
Yes, I think he might tumble it. What's that mean?
Don't spoil it.
But Houston and Florida are moving on. Bobby Belt.
Just like we all thought. Just like we all suspected. What we got here. Look, I mean, Houston getting there, that's nice. That's great. I'm happy for Texans who are rooting for Houston. That's good. I'll be rooting for Houston in the final. But what I was really rooting for, no matter what, was I needed Florida to get there.
That would have created some drama.
Yeah, I needed Florida to get to the final. And that's what happened. And now we know with certainty, now that Duke has been eliminated and Florida is in, that one Peyton Russell is guaranteed a loss in this tournament. His all chalk bracket lost.
So Peyton is guaranteed to do something.
He's guaranteed to host 30 minutes. Yeah. He's done. He's lost.
Okay.
You might tie him with a loss, then we get 2 days of hosting.
So if Houston wins, I lose too.
Yes. If Florida wins,
I'm in the clear.
Yes.
Okay.
In fact, the best possible outcome is Houston winning, because then both of you have to host and I win the bracket.
Oh, wow.
Yes. If Florida wins, then Sean wins the bracket. And he, you know, somebody will have to be here to accept the title on his behalf because he doesn't work here anymore.
Did he have Florida winning the whole thing?
Yeah. You and Sean had like the same picks from the Elite Eight on.
I get it. The only difference was he had Houston. No, we both had.
You guys had everything to set. That's why, like, once we reached the Elite Eight and.
No, RJ had Tennessee.
Once Tennessee lost, though, I mean, Tennessee lost, you guys were the same. And so because of that, he had guaranteed he wouldn't finish below you because you guys had the same picks the rest of the day.
All right. Well, that was quite the finish that we had. This is one of the bigger collapses I can remember. I'm not even saying this is a comeback. This is a collapse.
With Duke?
Yeah, with Duke.
I mean, this has been the theme the last few rounds, hasn't it? You had Arkansas and Texas Tech, and then you had Texas Tech do the same thing with Florida, and now you've got Duke doing essentially the same. But there's no way they should have lost that game. You're up 7 with 1:10 left. You're up 7, actually, with like 40 seconds left.
So they had, let's see, they were up 14 with 8 to play, and they basically never scored again. They had one field goal in the final 10 minutes. That was Cooper Flag 3. They were up 9 with 2:15 to play. They're up 64-55. Houston ends the game on a 15-3 run. What an utter collapse this was. And they have 35. Listen to this. They've had 35, and I saw this on TikTok, so it has to be true.
Well,
35 five-star recruits in the last decade and zero titles.
That's not a good number. That's not a good number to have.
It's 3 a year.
Gosh, that Emmanuel Sharp hit that 3 with 33 seconds left. They're down 6. And then it was the Reggie Miller.
Yeah.
8 points in 6 seconds. They were like,
crazy.
You have the Sharp 3, and then you have, you know, the steal, and then you have the layup, and it's, I mean, man, that was over. Like, that, just in a flash, you see these leads disappear in the last few rounds.
Yeah, it happened.
It's Arkansas been Tech and now Duke.
Yeah. It's crazy how this has happened in three straight games, you know, or three straight tournament games. So we've seen it, and maybe we'll see it again tonight because they will take on the Florida.
Clayton saves the rebound, saves it to Houck. He'll dribble it out. And for the fourth time in school history, and the first since 2007, it's a Florida final. The Gators win it 79-73. They'll play in the national championship game on Monday night.
I saw this quote from a Sports Illustrated article about Walter Clayton Jr. Now, he's from Florida, right?
Yep.
He was like a top football recruit. Basically, Miami, Florida State, Florida, Georgia, Tennessee, South Carolina, band. The whole SEC.
Yeah, he's Michael Clayton's son.
The OU receiver?
Yeah.
No kidding.
No,
is he
totally
really?
Not kidding, because he's Walter Clayton Jr.
Yeah, I was like, wait a second. No
just
kidding.
Screwed this you. Is,
I've seen crazier things.
Like
so,
Sean being out 3 out of every 6
yeah.
weeks.
Exactly. But he had like every, he didn't want to play football. He's like, I'm quitting football. I have no desire to play football.
Good.
You know, so he wanted to have nothing to do with it. But he couldn't get a bite from anybody. And he, there's this article in Sports Illustrated where he was an unrecruited hoops prospect out of Lake Wales, Florida. Rick Pitino saw a workout from him from an assistant coach. And he described, it was a live streamed workout because it was during the pandemic. And Pitino said, he's fat, slow, and he can't shoot, but he can pass. That's the quote.
That's why Pitino got eliminated so early.
Yeah, that's exactly why.
He doesn't know how to evaluate talent.
But nobody did. This guy was a zero-star recruit.
Yep.
And he goes, now he's going to be the player. I think he's going to be the player of the year, player of the tournament regardless. Even if they lose, I think we might see a situation where he gets it. I couldn't tell you who gets it on Houston. LJ Cryer has had, I mean, he had a really good game against Duke. He had like a fantastic game. But I do believe it's the tournament's most outstanding player and not the Final Four's most outstanding player. And in this tournament, I mean, he had a 5-pointer against Purdue.
Yeah.
He's at 26, 17, 5, 30, and 15. And I just don't know. That's Cryer. I just don't know that you're going to give it to him over Walter Clayton, who has been the best player of the tournament the entire time. He's the Kemba Walker of this tournament.
I would imagine it's probably Clayton. But, yeah, I mean, if Cryer has an outstanding game in what right now, I mean, the betting market is calling the Houston-Florida game a toss-up right now is what it looks like. It's like if you go look at Yahoo right now, Yahoo has odds.
Mm-hmm.
Houston is -102. Florida's -118. The spread's okay. 1.5.
Yeah, it's 1.5
for the Gators. I mean, that's just thinnest of margins. You got any feeling either way at this point?
I kind of like the under.
On the 141.5.
Yeah, because like I mean, I just don't see Houston scoring that many points. They definitely don't want that. They don't want that. But this is going to be interesting because this is the old one team plays a certain way, which is very up tempo, and then the other team plays a slow it down, muck it up game. I've seen this game from Florida before.
Houston scored close to enough to do that just about every time. They scored 78, 81, then they scored 62 against Purdue. That was way down. But then it was 69 and 70. So, I mean, they're close. They're right close. Around, if that's a one-point game, that's right around 141.
Yeah, I think the number's a good number. Man, I don't know. Florida seems like they try to run and hide from teams like this. I've seen them do this against us twice, where they beat us by double digits. They were scoring like crazy. Just the, you know, you play at a snail's pace like Houston does. It can, because they're near the bottom of tempo.
What would the score have been if it was Houston and Drake? 35-30?
Probably 40.
Like an entire game?
It'd be in the 40s.
So, did you see this video? I know you did, because I sent it to you guys last night. But, did you see this video of Hakeem Olajuwon tried to go... Big supporter of the program. He's out there. Yeah. He's hugging Kelvin Sampson after the game. You see him during the broadcast walking up and hugging Elvin Hayes. Two Houston greats there. And then Hakeem tries to go out onto the floor, and some nerdy-ass security guard stops him.
Okay. So this...
Asks him for credentials.
Yeah. I don't have a great feeling on who I put this on. Do I put this on Houston, or do I put this on the security guy?
Maybe Houston initially, but you know who that is. Let him on the court.
Houston needed to have, like, make sure he has a credential. So, not just let him on the floor. They're not at the Fertitta Center.
Well, here's the claim. There are people who are claiming this is a petty move by that security guard strictly because of the way that Hakeem used to work David Robinson, and it was in San Antonio.
You think so?
That's what there are some people who genuinely think this is them being, like, still bitter that Hakeem was better than David Robinson.
So I'm gonna go to this video here,
which is awful. Hakeem looks stunned.
He does look stunned.
Like I can't.
He looks sad.
Yeah, he does. It made me sad watching him.
This guy has no idea. He looks too young. I don't think he has any idea that Hakeem Olajuwon played for the Rockets.
You think he looks young?
I think he's like one of those like guys who like got gray early.
Either way, it's stupid.
It's really, really stupid. I got to put this on Houston first and foremost. You got to give him a credential. You can't just expect that he's going to be allowed on the floor.
No, but I mean, the security guard should know better.
And did he eventually get on?
No,
not at all.
Mm-mm. He was off to the side the rest of the time. He was like on the like scorer's table side.
Wow.
Which is ridiculous, but it's great for me. It sets up a perfect ending where potentially you two both have to host.
It does. It does set that ending up.
And you've already spent time on your bit enough that you feel like maybe you'll do it anyway, even if you don't.
Maybe I'll do it. Maybe if I don't do it at 5:30.
You might do it during the show.
I might just do it during the show, Peyton. What do you think of that? You're still going to have to put some work in.
You're just going to do it during the show?
Yeah, just randomly.
Just randomly.
What would be funny is if we did our bet payoff this week while Sean was out, played it, and didn't tell him, and when he got back, he expected it, and like we were like, oh, we already did it.
Ooh.
We should tell him that.
Chop and I did agree yesterday we should do it next week during the very thin window, one of those tiny windows we have when Sean is here working, that we agreed that we should probably do it next week. But the only thing is that's a decent idea. That would be funny. Like, he goes, what day are we going to do this? It's like, we already replayed the audio. It's done. It's gone.
We replayed it.
Peyton, have you decided how you're going to play it? Are you going to play it like you're going to be straight sportsman? Are you going to do bits? What are you going to do?
No, I got to be funny with it. I told y'all I want to do life hacks, you know, for one of the segments. I wouldn't do it the whole 30 minutes, but, you know, if that's a cheat code, then, you know, I'll find something else. I thought about, you know, singing a song live on air.
Oh my god!
Like if I messed up, I'd be like, all right, let's start back over. I think that'd be funny, but I don't know. I've thought about it.
That's actually a really good idea.
But I mean, it's a bet payoff that it's only successful if I have to do it. You know, you guys are hosts. You guys have been doing this your whole life. It's not funny if you guys have to do it.
No, if any of us had to host for a half hour, it sucks because A, you have to get in here early. So that's the part of it for us that we're going to hate.
I'm already up here. So
okay,
like,
right. So it's not a payoff for you in that sense. It is for us. So the payoff for you is that you do have to host for half an hour. But it also, none of us want to talk by ourselves for a half hour.
Oh, it's the worst.
Yeah, none of us. You guys could do it. You could get through it. You have enough content where you just can go through and just...
Not if I can't play more than 2 minutes of audio.
Yeah, that's a lot of content, man. That's a lot of content.
Jared Sandler can do it. You guys can
Oh,
do
yeah.
It.
Jared can.
Yeah.
I'll ask Amy Lawrence how to do it. I'll hit her up. I'll hit Jared up.
She's got plenty of time right now.
I'll get her back.
Stop it. Sean and RJ here on 105 through the Phantom. RJ Choppy, he's Bobby Belt. We made it out to the ballpark yesterday.
Yeah.
The whole family went out to the ballpark for a Rangers walk-off win, the Stars' tough weekend, and a record in sports next on the Fan.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Here's the pitch. Swung on and a line drive center field. It's a base hit. Here comes Smith around third. Here's the throw to the plate. He dives in safely. And the Rangers have won it. Jonah Heim walks off the Rays with a line drive single to center. The Rangers have swept the series. They've won their fifth game in a row.
Eric Nadel with the call in a game you heard right here. Rangers 4-3 over the Rays. They are the AL's best. 8-2 to start the season. Do 8-2 every 10 games. I mean, I think you might have a record there.
They are pretty good right now, and the offense isn't even clicking yet.
No.
So that's all a very big positive. You feel good about that. And yet still, while they sit there at 8-2 with the best record in the American League, the third best record in the game of baseball, they also have a -1 run differential because they keep winning every single game by a run.
So I found this funny that so they have the most wins in the American League. They're too clear.
Too clear.
Of the Angels and the Yankees. All right. The Rangers have scored 33 runs. They have two more wins than the Yankees, and the Yankees have scored 76.
That's absurd.
That's crazy. The Phillies are 7-2. They've scored 45 runs, so not that many more. The Giants are 8-1. They've scored 49 runs. The Dodgers, 9-2. They've scored 57. The Cubs have scored 77 runs. That is the most in the sport by one.
You know what we're not talking about there,
but
though?
But the Cubs have also played 12 games, whereas the Rangers and Yankees have played nine games and 10 games. So the Cubs have got more games in hand.
But what we're not talking about here is also the fact that the Rangers have the American League's best ERA at 2.93.
Yes,
they do. The pitching staff's been great. And Rocker wasn't dominant yesterday. There wasn't a whole lot impressive, but I mean, got the job done, worked through, got you over a little bit, but I mean, it wasn't
he was fine.
Yeah,
there was nothing wrong with him yesterday.
Look, do you love seeing one strikeout from Kumar Rocker? No, that means that his swing and miss stuff isn't working quite the way that you want it to. But what you did get was a guy who was way more under control and wasn't walking a bunch of batters and wasn't hitting a bunch of guys, and so that was all encouraging. That was stuff that you like to see.
His pitch count was relatively low. It wasn't super low, but I mean, to get through five innings and only, you know, throw 77, that's not, I've seen much worse in today's game.
Yeah.
In today's game, five innings, I mean, you're got guys in the 90s. He had two more innings left.
Four swinging strikes on 77 pitches is not optimal. That's not what you want to see necessarily.
It's not what you want to see, but that's a new school. Like you get a ton of old school pitchers like, dude, just get out of the inning. I agree with you. Like, you want to see, and that's what they're looking for. They really put the emphasis on that now, of swing and miss stuff. And if you don't have it, that's really what they determine whether. They don't even look at your ERA. They just look, hey, are you getting swings and misses? Okay, bring them up. Bring them up.
Yeah.
So they are.
Now, they got the Seager home run the first of the year. That was nice to see. They were aggressive on the base pass yesterday. They had three steals. That was, you know, they were being active. Encouraging game, but again, yeah, you can't have these one-run victories consistently. It can't just be one-run victory after one-run victory.
It's the way they're playing right now, and it's kind of a wild ride. You're walking a tightrope, but Jonah Heim walks it off. The four runs, it was the third highest scoring output of the year, and all three came against the Rays. They scored 6, 5, and 4 in the three games against the Rays. So they scored 15 runs in the three games. Rangers Savant Instagram page, which I'm in love with. They're Tolos, by the way.
They do. They follow us. They follow us on Instagram. They liked the teaser clip of when I'm going to destroy Zach and Eric at 9 o'clock this morning.
Very nice. So they had the three team stats that make him a little bit worried about the offense. Now, coming into this game, they were hitting just over 195 in 266 plate appearances. Their team OPS is 25th in baseball. They have the 28th ranked on base percentage and the 23rd ranked slugging percentage. So their on base percentage is 260. So they're only getting on base every fourth batter is getting on base.
Yeah, not enough.
That's not enough. Their batting average on balls in play, just the balls in play, is 209. Balls in play batting average usually is like you want to see that over with a three in front of it.
And that usually balances.
It will balance. It will balance. They say it's it shows how hard you're hitting the ball, I guess. But generally, a batting average, if you put the ball in play, your average, because obviously it takes strikeouts away, it's generally going to be in the threes. And their pitches per plate appearance is 3.57. Only the A's see fewer pitches per plate appearance than the Rangers do. Rangers are 29th in baseball. So those are three stats that they had that got them a little bit scared.
Who do you think leads the Rangers in batting average among qualified hitters?
Josh Smith?
Nope.
Do you have to? Why? It had to be that loud. It was so obtrusively loud.
Sorry.
Wyatt Langford at 235.
Oof.
That's tough. Josh Smith is hitting 333, but that's also he's not a qualified batter. Your qualified batters, this is what they're hitting: Corey Seager 179, Jock Peterson 107, Adolis Garcia 161, Wyatt Langford 235, Jake Berger 114, Marcus Semien 135.
What makes you qualified?
I guess at this point it's 3.1 plate appearances per game.
Yeah.
Okay.
So as long as you have that, so Josh Smith is just under that.
Yeah. That's how they qualify you. That's how, if you go and look at Baseball Reference now, they added the Negro League players. It doesn't matter, like, if they only played a 50-game schedule. I think their seasons were like 50, 60 games. That as long as you had 3.1 plate appearances per team game played, not your game, but team game, you qualify. So that's how that happened.
Okay.
That's how that's able to, like, you get a guy who played 50 games of the season, have numbers that...
Right, I guess I was just saying because we're only 10 games in the season.
I know. But, so he has to have... I can't do the math on that one. However many at-bats through 10 30. Games. 30 at-bats? Yeah.
31.
He needs to have 31 at-bats through 10 games. I guess
31 plate appearances.
Plate appearances, right.
So, now, here, you know what's... Yesterday, you had another appearance where a guy didn't walk anybody for the Rangers starting staff.
It's good.
They are, like, if you look at this point... Now, Malley's been a little wild and out of control.
No free bags.
Malley has 6 walks and 6 2/3 so far this season. But the rest of the staff combined has 5 walks. Good.
It's very good. All right, so we all made it out to the ballpark. It was the first game we had gone to. Now, you went to an exhibition game.
Yeah, but, I mean, that doesn't count.
That doesn't count.
There were about as many people there, right, Peyton?
Jeez, don't get me started.
He's so mad.
What?
I guess I can't be mad because I'm not
mad,
like,
about?
I'm not a, I just, after opening day, they've been way under capacity. I mean, you had the Red Sox in town for a weekend. I expected 34,000 plus there, and you haven't got it. I mean, it's a winning team. They had a bunch of the Rangers had a bunch of hype going into the year. I thought, you know, the crowd would be more than what we've seen there so far. And I mean, I'm not, I can't be mad because I've only been to one game. It's not like I've been there every single game and like, come on, Rangers Nation, like, let's go. But like, I expected more from the crowd early on.
He was mad.
The team's
like,
winning.
He's like, why on a Sunday? He's like, on a Sunday afternoon, there should be no excuse for this place not being like 80% or more.
I didn't even notice the crowd being light. I didn't think it was light.
Peyton was complaining about it the whole time.
Yeah, under 30 for a weekend home game. It just seems light. Seems light when there's a lot of hype with the team, you know?
Yeah, especially when they're playing well. Let's see. Did you get the actual attendance numbers?
25,614.
Yeah, that is, because that's capacity, what, 42?
40, something like that. I think it's right around 40. Yeah, it's not.
That's like a good Wednesday night game, you know? I mean.
During school, yeah. I get it. I understand. I get what you're saying. I don't know. It's hard for me to sit there and complain.
By the way, could I? I'd just like to make it clear that after I was scolded. By the way, the Rangers are currently 16th in Major League Baseball in
per game
home average. Yeah.
What's their average home average?
29.
Who's first? Dodgers.
The Dodgers. Dodgers. Yankees. Angels. Phillies. Giants. Padres.
Angels.
Yeah. Angels are 42.
42?
So now you're on Peyton's side, aren't you?
42?
Yeah.
They don't have anybody. They got Mike Trout, who's cripple.
Just ahead of Texas is Pittsburgh, Detroit, Boston, Colorado, Houston.
It's early. There's time. You know, I'm just saying. early observations. If I had to nitpick at something, you know, it'd be that.
But the team just behind Texas are the best fans in baseball.
Ah, the St. Louis Cardinals. Tolo Chris texted and said no one was there Friday either.
All right, okay. This is you. This is I was disappointed yesterday, though, because you made a big point about why didn't you get any of the concessions? You didn't try any of the concessions, and then you didn't try any of them yesterday.
Well, we are on final wedding prep.
So you weren't going to partake in a boomstick burrito?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. I'm about to disgust you guys. I got my hard-boiled eggs in here.
Gosh.
Yeah, you're lucky I didn't bring tuna. I just crushed canned tuna when I get home.
Yeah, well, you used to. You used to break up the little packets of tuna.
No. Now I've gone for the full-on cans with the...
Ooh.
Oh, yeah, and I pour the water into the dog bowl so he can have the tuna water.
Gross, dude. That's disgusting.
That's the only way that thing will eat. That dog doesn't eat. That dog is the pickiest eater, man. He is such a picky eater.
We did enjoy the game, though. I did notice that Sean did show up for that. He did show up for the game.
Yes, he did show up
for the game. But you know what was? We were the only one of the we were the only show that really represented.
We were the only show that represented. Period. I mean,
Broadus was there.
Broadus was there for 5 innings.
Baseball show record. That's us.
Yeah,
now.
That's us. Mm-hmm. We've always been.
Yeah,
we've always been the baseball show. Where was KNC?
I don't know. I mean, Hagelin doesn't go anywhere. Hagelin's antisocial.
Except for the Duke game in Newark.
But he's antisocial. So there's that. Corey was talking about going. I don't know why he didn't go. Well, I mean, I guess Mike was there. KNC was kind of represented.
That's it.
Yeah. KNC was kind of represented. But, I mean, Peyton went. You went. I went. Sean went. Jake went. Like, Jake is sitting right here in the TSN seat.
Oh, yeah. Reba was even there.
Our shift Reba is represented.
Reba was even there, yeah.
And nobody else could show up. Nobody from G-Bag. Eric had to work BetMGM. Wolchuk had a wedding that he had to go to, and I guess Gavin just didn't want to go.
Reba wore bluish shirts for a little Rangers shirt.
Yeah, and then he was trying to talk up, I don't want to disparage any brands, but he was trying to talk up some pizza that here locally we were
God.
Dude, no, that is not.
Reba.
That is not a.
I was throwing the challenge flags on this one.
He goes, he's like, that's like a treat. That's like a classy brand. I'm like, no, it isn't.
It's like,
that's Detroit classy.
Who was the official that threw the flag at Orlando
Brown Sr.? Yeah.
I was throwing that flag to the Reba. I was like, my God, dude. Your taste buds have been soured.
This is what happens when you drink that water for that long. It destroys your taste buds.
It really does. It really does.
Totally.
That was
questionable.
That was an offensive take.
It makes you question everything about his
food
taste.
I'll never take
a
food recommendation.
You'll take my recommendation before you take his.
Yeah, I will. And you don't eat anything.
Right. Yeah. You hate my food taste.
I would take your seafood recommendation before I take his pizza recommendations after what he said. That was
embarrassing.
That was
embarrassing, you could say.
That was embarrassing. It's Sean and RJ here on 105.3 The Fan. Do the Mavs inch closer to the playoffs or a top 10 pick in the draft? And a record was set yesterday in sports. Get into that next. Sean and RJ, 105 through The Fan.
Strome crisscrossing with Chychrun through center. Send in Wilson on the flank. Cross ice. Ovechkin fires. Chasing days are done! Alex Ovechkin is the greatest goal scorer in the history of the NHL!
Oh, man, that is Caps TV with the goal. I have a feeling like every hockey announcer has to... overly Mike Lang kind of Penguins guy. But Ovechkin sets the mark, 8.95. I was actually happy that it was that kind of goal, that it wasn't some, you know, weird little...
Empty net
or whatever, or something like a deflection. So that was just.
I think on Friday Ovechkin. I think he declined to go into the game whenever there was an empty net because he was like, I don't want to score it. I don't want to score it on empty.
Good,
net.
Good for him. Good for him. Because like you know, when you set a record, you don't want it to be something like. Remember when Emmett did it? Like he broke it, then he lost it.
Right? Yeah. He almost lost it. He didn't quite.
He got back to tie or whatever.
So he went 2 yards over.
And then he lost,
and then
a yard.
He lost a yard. And they were like, okay, we better make sure we've got this blocked up next time we hand it to him.
And then he rushed like 16 yards.
Dude, could you imagine if they had to stop down the game twice? Like, already lost it. All right, let's have him, we'll have him do it again.
Yeah. Well, that's the whole thing with replay, right? If you have the game-winning strikeout, the guy sitting there tapping his helmet, hey, you know, hang on. the whole team celebrate, and then you got to get back out there because it was actually a ball. But this, it was a really good goal. I mean, that thing was an absolute missile.
Yeah, no, he was absolutely. I mean, and then the fact
Money Puck give him credit on that one.
They did. They said it was. They said it was not an expected goal.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So that means that it was even more impressive.
Very nice.
But he immediately turns around. He does the belly flop on the ice, and then did you see him post game? Drinking the brewski.
He was.
He took a beer. Michael Finley nowhere in sight. Nothing to take away. You saw Washington said, hey, we'll let him have the beer. That's fine. It was interesting. They had Wayne Gretzky was there. They asked him why he wanted to be there. And he said, when I was breaking Gordie Howe's record, he was there. And I said 2 years ago that if Alex gets close to my record, I'll be here. So he showed up. Tommy Beer, who covers the Knicks, quote tweeted
his
this.
Last name is Beer?
Yeah, B-E-E-R. Yes. Tommy Beer, who covers the Knicks, quote tweeted it and said, Otani does something cool and is celebrated by media and former MLB players. Patrick Mahomes or Saquon do something incredible and pre-post game shows highlights their incredible skill. NHL fans and former greats spent the last month praising and honoring Ovechkin. Meanwhile, in the NBA, Jokic has a 60-point triple-double and Shaq says, yeah, but I'm better. And LeBron is putting up MVP numbers at 40, but the lead story is Stephen A. saying he'd punch him. The NBA is broken right now, it feels like.
It does feel like that. Like the former player, the old heads absolutely hate what's going on right now.
There's so much more bitterness there than it is in the other sports. Like, I mean, Gretzky's been gracious the entire way about the Ovechkin thing. And everybody has.
Yeah. I wonder why that is. I wonder why that difference is.
I don't know. Maybe the guys from the 80s and 90s, they felt like they revived the sport. And so they feel like they have ownership of it.
I don't know. They revived it. They vibed it.
Well, I mean, it was a...
Is vibe a word? I don't think vibe's a word.
No, it's not. It was a popular sport back then, but it obviously had never reached the heights it did in the 80s and 90s. But I mean, it was dead almost by the end of the 70s. Like, yeah. you were getting NBA finals that were taped delayed. Imagine that, Peyton. Imagine back in the late 70s, the NBA finals was airing on TV, taped delayed hours after. Because it wasn't that type of poll.
On box TVs, too? Gross, man.
They had so many issues with cocaine abuse in the league. It was a bad run for the NBA, and Magic and Bird revived it, and then Jordan and Shaq and that whole group kind of carried it into another level. Well, and so that may be what it is. They feel ownership of any popularity the league even had was ours.
Hey, that's possible. That was a good moment for Ovechkin, but you talk about the old heads going at him, and the Mavs lose. They drop a pair to the Clippers, so they're right back. You know, it's what we needed. You either want them to make the playoffs and get bounced right away. They're not going to go on a run. We all know that. Or you're looking for the draft pick. I mean, they tanked a couple years ago. We're all kind of on the same page with that.
Since the Luka trade, do you know what the Mavericks' record is against winning teams?
I do not.
1-11.
Oh,
do you know what the average margin of defeat is?
13.
21 points.
Okay.
They are getting absolutely slaughtered against...
Wow.
These teams.
But they're beating bad teams.
Yeah.
It's like they're not playing. Some of them. They're not beating good teams, and they're not losing to bad teams necessarily.
Yeah, some of them are absolutely like they're getting their victories in spots, but I mean they're still also losing enough of them against bad teams that it should matter at this point. But
so Mavericks drop a pair to the LA Clippers. But Shaq was on a podcast.
Ah, yes.
His own podcast.
Was it the Big Shaq podcast?
It was the Big Pod. It was the Big Pod. And they were talking about the era of basketball, and this is part where he just went and crushed everybody, including LeBron James.
LeBron James.
So you think LeBron's longevity is a byproduct of the change in the physicality of the game, too?
Definitely.
Okay.
Less physical. Right now, you get a flagrant foul, you get fined, suspended. Like, guys ain't even... fouling hard no more. Back before I played, it was crazy. But when I played, it was crazy. But even before, like the 80s going to 90, it was probably more physical then. But, you know, people get mad. It's just a product of what I see. I've seen what greatness is. Been there, played with them. I don't see that all the time over here. So you want me to give these motherfuckers the same props I'm giving them? That shit will never happen.
All right. So LeBron is a product of a soft game. Now, is there some... truth that, you know, you probably don't last 22 years if you're playing in a physical era where Bill Laimbeer and Rick Mahorn are just clotheslining you. Okay, fair.
But he's also the size of a tight end, and he can run like a corner.
Yeah.
And so they weren't going to be able to, going to roll over them just as much. He would still score 60 points.
Absolutely, he still would. And like, it's like, you know, yeah, I think a lot of these guys are just like bitter that players in the NFL, like NFL players, they make so much money that they can retire at 29. Like, yeah. I never, my kids don't have to work ever again.
That's a big part of what Mike has been talking about.
He's like, yeah, I don't need to. Like, why would I do? I'm not doing this. I'm doing this for, you know, because it's a job. Like, who wouldn't? Everybody would want to retire at 30.
Right. Yeah. I mean, if you have the access to it, go ahead, do it. But I mean, LeBron's kept it up. And it is weird, this bitterness that does seem to exist with the old players.
It does. It's definitely there. There's absolute bitterness. And Shaq was not done.
You ain't f***ing great, and I'm great. How the f*** can I hate on you? That don't make no f***ing sense. I'm in the f***ing building. You're not in the building. So how the f*** can I hate on you? You know, people say Charles and I, we're ruining the game talking about the product because the product is f***ing show me greatness. Like, y'all pay a lot of money for these shoes. And I want to see f***ers be great. And I'm going to always stay on them and motivate them to be great. They can call it hate I want, but I ain't f***ing these f***ers out just because they're making $400 million. A lot of these f***ers can't play, and they know it in any era. They can't play. I'm just saying. Pick and roll, one-on-one. I can't play, dog. Joker could play. Giannis could play. Dame, a couple of these guys could play. But a lot of these can't play. Like Ben Simmons. That motherfucker need to be arrested.
What about like a Jason Tatum?
Jason Tatum could play. He's all right. I'm not going to bash him. But Ben Simmons need to be arrested. $250 for that.
Arrested, did you say?
Arrested. $250 million for that boy. Get the fuck out of my face. Robbing people, man. Can't do that.
Robbing people. Needs to be arrested.
Gregory on the YouTube says Shaq always sounds so intelligent when he speaks.
I love it. He needs to be arrested.
Well, you know who should be arrested or at the very least fined and was is Ja Morant.
What happened?
So Ja Morant now, Bobby? Did get the fine from the league office for the finger gun gesture.
Yeah, $75,000.
$75,000, which again,
what does that equate to in Ja Morant world?
Like in terms of like a game check?
No, like in terms of like compare it to the average person.
$2 probably.
That's a good question. So let me see here. So Ja Morant is making what, 36.73?
Yeah.
So that would be how much of that of his salary is that? That is 0.02% of his salary.
So if you make $100,000,
let's see.
0.02%?
Is that 20?
So 0.02?
Yeah. So that's basically, like a $2,000 fine.
That's more than I would have expected. That's more than I would have expected to make $100,000. Wow. Okay. No, well, that's 2%. Is this 2% or 0.02? Is
it 0.02?
0.02. So that's 2%. Okay.
Yeah. So he got his $75,000 fine. Now this is the thing where he had talked about this after the game. He got asked like, "Hey, what are you doing? You know, didn't you get in trouble?" He said, talking about the criticism, he said, "I'm kind of used to it. I was pretty much the villain for 2 years now. Every little thing. If somebody can say something negative about me, it's going to be out there. So, I don't care more.
No, come on. Come on, Joe.
He's the dumbest player in basketball. He's a moron. He's the dumbest player in professional sports right now.
Just do a bow and arrow.
Just do something else.
Do a bow and arrow.
And I know other people have said, like, the finger guns thing, like, people have done that for so long. What's the problem? I'll tell you the problem. Nobody else has gotten suspended routinely for the way they flash guns. You can't do it. You've been told to get... I understand. Yes, normally it is just a normal celebration. With him, he can't do it. Just like we talked about the other day. Latrell Sprewell can't do the choke sign. You know? Yeah. Like, I mean, think of anything... Tyreek Hill got in trouble for the "I'm getting arrested" bit when he just gotten in trouble for that. Dude. You can't do Ray Rice cannot act like he's dragging somebody in an elevator to celebrate a touchdown.
He cannot. Dude, just do like a put the mortar round in and like cover your ears.
Something
funny like that. That's funny. It's still a gun of sorts.
Figure something out.
You can do that. A lot of things you can do.
He's such an idiot.
Pretty dumb.
He is the number one seed for dumbest athletes going
that
right
is
now.
Pretty
just
dumb.
A freaking moron.
Yeah, he is. He kind of is pretty stupid right now.
Did you see the NBA player? I think he's on the Pistons. I don't remember exactly, but he did the
he started bringing him up.
He knew. And he probably doesn't make as much as Jaw.
That's funny. That's funny. That, to me, that's funny. That's very funny. I don't care. I don't care if Ja does the gun thing. It doesn't bother me at all. I think it's stupid to fine him. I think it's stupid.
Okay, but once he was told not to,
Yeah, once the league tells you not to, I mean, you gotta like you do have a boss, man. Like you do. I know Ja Morant probably makes a lot more money than the commissioner does, but he's still your boss. Like he still.
That's a good question.
Like, I don't think Adam Silver's making $37 million a year.
If you don't have a gun history, I don't mind.
$10 million.
If you don't have a gun history, I don't mind it. But if you're like, you know, have seen been seen before with a gun and have violence, you know, it's like, okay, you might mean it when you put up the gun.
Especially when you were told, don't do it. And the next night you do it three times. You're asking for it. You're asking to get punished.
Yeah, like if he had a gun history, say like I don't, like, again, like him having a gun in the car and showing it, that doesn't, it's, to me, that's perfectly legal.
I mean, look.
Did he not brandish a weapon to a, is that not the whole crux of it?
Right.
But he had one in a different spot?
Let's say when Peyton got life hacks canceled, for
right,
instance.
Back mm-hmm. then.
Yes. If he would have the next day read that same thing on the air,
yeah,
that we all would have been like, it doesn't matter if we think it was that big a deal, the one you read, that's stupid. You were just told not to do it.
Yeah, that's right. You were just told not to do it. And he didn't care.
No, like he said, I don't care. And so, all right, fine. If you don't care, you don't care. That's fine. You're owning up to it. But also, you're just saying you don't care relative to whatever punishment you get.
That's true.
And you have whatever coming to you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure this won't stop him. I'm sure he'll do it again. And eventually, they're going to have to suspend him. And, I mean, we'll figure
it out.
Man,
they are going to do that, aren't they?
Yeah, they're going to have to. Adam Silver is commissioner 2.5. That's what he does. He's never going to count to 3 on him. He's never going to actually do what he has to do with Ja Morant or anybody else because he is terrified of the players.
Well, he is a players commissioner. That's for dang sure. That's for dang sure he is a players commissioner. It's Sean and RJ here, 105 to the Fan, 6 a.m. Club. Thanks for tuning in with us. We got the 7 o'clock hour coming up next, the commercial-free expressway, a ticket giveaway during that expressway, best and worst of the weekend, and the college kegger is next. The final two is set for tonight. We'll get into that next on the Fan.